this.
This is a journey into sound. Let's begin now.
Yes, let us begin now. That is the intro for Lost Wave. In the business, we call that a sting. Lost Wave is a segment where the executive producer of the show, Cody, filled in excellently on the program last week. The program, I still like my grandma. He comes on, finds a song that's been lost to the world, or it's been uploaded to the internet. No one knows who wrote it, who uploaded it, sometimes, where the song came from. It's just a complete mystery. Cody tries to solve it. Here he is, like a small town country detective, whiskey in hand, in the studio. Hello, sir.
Howdy, y'all.
Howdy, y'all. Yes. How are you, my friend?
Not too bad, not too bad. Happy Wednesday. Welcome back. I hope you're feeling healthy and better. And
As good as I can, any day above ground is a good one, is a saying that I like to live by.
Yeah, unless you're like scuba diving or something. Like that, that'd be
That is actually a great day. Yeah, scuba. I've scuba dived. It's amazing. And you are below ground.
Yeah.
Doing cave exploration, that's a good day.
Well, I know. I've seen, you know, a cave exploration to get a bit dicey.
It can.
Yeah. Don't be really careful.
Yes, particularly in certain Southeast Asian countries on occasion.
Yeah.
Very dicey activity. Yeah. Nevertheless, we're not here to talk about underground activities. We're going to find a song that's been lost. What have you got for us?
All right. So to give a bit of backstory, so this week's song, it first emerged on the Spirit of Radio website in the year 2009 by, and it was uploaded by a user called BMU Scotty. Presumably, Beam Me Up Scotty is what that stands
for. Beam Me Up Scotty!
Yeah. And old mate here says that they found it on a 10-inch tape, which they actually bought at an auction, which I think is a first for the segment here. We haven't had an auction tape before.
Ah, okay. Interesting. So what do we know about this? Any artist or?
Well, we don't know the artist or the official name, but we do have the placeholder name, and it is simply going off what is on the tape label and what you can hear in the song. So odds are this is the actual name, but we don't know the artist. It is called Angeline.
All right, let's give it a whirl. Oh, goodness me. Wow, that cuts off fast. Cuts off before the audio file says it's going to end too.
Yeah, it's just a little bit of a sharp cut there. So I don't know what old mate was thinking of when he was doing that. But
so we don't have a full song. It just literally cuts like that.
Yeah, at the moment at least. And it's a bit tricky. So just to give you a bit more of a background, the tape that old mate Beam Me Up Scotty here has found the son on had a couple of other songs that had a mixture of electric drums and guitar, but he doesn't mention what those ones were either, and presumably he did not upload them.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, we're actually pretty unlikely to find out any more about this particular tape that
Mr.
Scotty has had.
If you're just joining us, listening to the Daily on 2SER, we're doing Lost Wave, looking at a song that's been uploaded to the internet. We don't know how it got there, who uploaded it, and we've just discovered that it appears we probably won't find out any more information.
Yeah, so I'll tell you what, though. Like, this is a bit of a shocking turn of events. So it turns out that BMU Scotty actually sold the tape on eBay a few years ago. So he literally does no longer have the original recording of the song, which may or may not have the full song on it. And he doesn't have any records or anything like that about the tape or what else may have been on there. And he doesn't even remember who he sold it to either.
Oh, no. Has he forgotten his eBay password?
Nah, I think he's still got that, but he just doesn't remember who he sold that tape to. So the only way I think to be able to have that recovered would be if it got enough popularity that whoever the person he sold it to happens to find out that, oh, that's the song I've got on this thing. I'd better go upload a full version or this the other songs on there. So, yeah, quite the loss.
Interesting. So if that is you, you heard that, you're like, wait a second, I've got that on a tape recorder. Oh, my goodness. Please text in 0468441073, our number. It's an interesting one. I mean, time period-wise, it's very 80s.
Mm.
Like, it's got that real classic rock sort of thing, you know, power chords, big drums, etc.
Yeah, very, very sort of boomer, adult-oriented rock of the 80s, I think.
Yeah, hold it on down in now, but when you know, that one of those voices that sounds like they're 5 meters away from the mic when they sing.
Mm.
I find Bruce Springsteen's like that too a bit. Have you noticed that? I said, baby, I was born to run. And just for those playing along at home, I just went a few meters away from the microphone.
Yeah, I saw it. He really did. He backed off the mic a bit. It was amazing.
Well, I don't know where we take this now. If we don't know how we're going to find it or track it down, just pray that this falls into the right hands and we spread this recording far and wide.
Exactly. That's how these things work. You never know. Someone might listen in and they'll be like, yep, I know that one, or yep, that's the tape that I bought. That stuff like that has happened before.
Yeah, well, it's a great song. Thank you for sharing it. And hopefully we get an answer.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Much on for the rest of the week?
Not really. Yeah, gotta do stuff and things, stay hydrated.
Mm.
Yeah.
Just drinking water, that's the plan for the rest of the week?
Yeah, water, possibly some tea. Thinking over my last meal for the executioner and all that too.
Just a lot of liquid. What would you like? We've been talking about this on the text line this morning, if you're just joining us, 0468441073, talking about your last meal if you were to be subjected to some form of capital punishment. I opted for a smorgasbord, I'd say, of different foods, some various cuisines. We're talking the bacon and egg roll. We're talking pizza. We're talking tacos. We're talking dumplings, dim sims. What would yours be, Cody?
A succulent Chinese meal.
Oh, you got to go Chinese. I mean, the more... Why don't just do yum... Oh, for the meme.
Yeah.
Not for your palate?
Oh, for both, but like, you know.
Who are you, Cody? Just a giant, walking, talking, lost wave meme at this point.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I call myself giant. I'm not a tall man, Nelson.
Really? I've never seen you standing up, actually. You're just constantly sitting down. I have no idea. Who are you, Cody? I know nothing about you. We see each other all the time.
Yeah, that's... Who am I? That's a tough question to answer, Nelson. I don't even know if I could answer it.
Yes.
Can you?
No, I've got no idea who I am. I'm just a wannabe shock jock. I'm shaking. All right, this is getting out of hand. It's 11:30. A bit more music now. This is Dust, their song, Fair.